Washington Governor Jay Inslee wants the state to adopt a market-based system for reducing carbon emissions. The Democrat Tuesday signed a 9-page executive order on carbon pollution reduction. Among other things, the order creates a 21-member task force to come up with a cap-and-market program before the end of the year. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details and reaction.
Cap and market, or cap and trade as it's more commonly known, means the state places a hard limit on carbon emissions. High emitters who exceed the limit can then buy credits from low emitters. Inslee says he wants a fair and flexible system that also provides clear accountability. Republican State Representative Shelley Short is wary. She serves on the governor's climate legislative and executive work group.
I'm a little disappointed, actually, frankly, quite disappointed that he chose to initialize a process that isn't going to have legislative involvement.
Inslee says he will seek legislators' advice. The governor is also ordering a feasibility study on a clean fuel standard. That's a requirement that transportation fuels be blended with lower carbon ethanol. This is something California has already adopted and Oregon is currently writing rules for. Critics argue it will drive up the cost of gasoline. Inslee has made reducing greenhouse gas emissions a signature issue of his administration. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.